Hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan. 12 noon on the 4th of December, Wednesday the 4th of December. Just heading back home, being over to have some more blood drawn to send into the hospital. This is my virtual appointment. Well, that's what my consultant calls them, virtual. There's nothing virtual about a sharp needle in your arm. But I know what she means. So, that's done. Yesterday I had a haircut and I've got a scarf around my neck now because the back of my neck is just so cold. Not a good time to get a haircut, especially when the snow's coming. Apparently tomorrow, or so the phlebotomist, the nurse at the surgery, told me. Anyway, I've just listened to some more audio on the audio boo topic, as it were. Let's just call it the audio boo commenting topic. Notice that I think Bernie put a hashtag in there, audio commenting. And there's been responses by quite a few people. And the first thing that comes to mind with me is the, you know, because Pilgrim Chris was one of those that's done some more audio in this. And Pilgrim Chris mentioned that the thing about us being a community is we respond and talk to each other, and do we really comment all that much to each other? And as I said, the first thing that came to my mind while listening through those audio boos this morning is that probably the biggest conversation we've all had in a wee while has been about commenting. Isn't that ironic, don't you think? I mean, we've sailed through months of doing things, saying things, listening to things, and maybe the odd comments come in, a text comment. But now, wow, there's so much audio out there under the hashtag of audio commenting on audio. Well, I've just listened to two from, I'd say, tongue-in-cheek audio booze by Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog. I say tongue in cheek, but at the same time, Paul's making a point. And it's just the way he does it. It's just Paul. Yeah, and it had me chuckling. In fact, the nurse wondered why I was laughing in the waiting room. But anyway, and it's a different quarters again. It's the sort of look at the take that Paul makes on life and on things. Then we have Chris, Pilgrim Chris, his take on what he perceives that we're thinking about or we're saying about the commenting feature and how he sees it. And then we have the real technical side from Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold. Now, if there's anybody that can work a way around about commenting or doing anything with social networks, is Bernie Goldbach. I think he just wires things, just like he wires up mics to various things and patches this into that, and he does exactly the same with the techno stuff, if you like, the internet stuff. He seems to be able to grab something and patch it into something else. And so I think Bernie's probably way ahead of us, but he just does his own thing, because obviously Audio Boo isn't doing their thing with the commenting. So, first of all, following that, what I wanted to say was that regarding the comment feature, yesterday on my audio, I wasn't saying, hi there, I wasn't saying that I didn't want the feature. I certainly didn't say that, in fact. I believe I did say that it would be a great feature, a good feature, for those that would definitely use it, and use it in a manner that, you know, they were capable of being happy with, be content with, I should say, not content with. What I was trying to point out was, I know how I operate, and that's why I was saying that to me it would probably be a better poison chalice. When Chris was listening to Chris's audio, another fact came out in that, and that was the commenting. Yesterday when I was recording, I was only thinking about me commenting on, say, Chris's audio view. stop his recording, record a comment, put it up. But what I wasn't thinking, but what came out in Chris's most recent audio this morning, was the fact that if we had it, that feature, and it did work so good, so well, then Chris's audio could have several, multiple comments, and not just multiple comments on his audio, but at different points of his audio, because we'll all cherry pick the parts we want to respond to, in other words. So there we have a 5-minute audio by Chris, and below that are 10, 15, 20 comments. Say it's a highly topical subject, and so many people want to get in there. And so all these comments, but they're not all commenting on the same part of Chris. Some may be, some may not be. But the mere fact, all those comments. Now, are we all going to listen to those comments? Is Chris will, because it's his audio, and we feel highly favoured. I know if I put something up, somebody makes an audio comment, a text comment even, but if they make an audio comment, oh my God, yeah, I want to hear what they're going to say. So the publisher, if you like, will certainly listen through all those parts. Maybe the people who didn't comment would like to hear what those other people said on Chris's audio. But for me, it's just getting more muddied. The more we talk about it, the more it seems a feature that, yes, and I'll emphasise this once again, that I think it would be a great feature. And as Paul O'Mahony said, what you want is to have the features, even if you don't use the features. And that's absolutely true. And that's why I say, yeah, come on, Audioboo, give us the feature, because I would use it. And I know that probably when it came on board, I would probably misuse it, as I said. And then I would settle down and realise that I just can't keep commenting all the time, so I'll wait to the end of the audio, or I'll say, well, I'll not do that one, I'll do this one, blah, blah, blah. So, give us a feature, yeah, and let's have a McColgan button. On that, Paul, yeah, what a great suggestion. But maybe McColgan is a wee bit too long. How about a Mac button? And that could be a great acronym for Make Audio Comment. How about that? Just a Mac button. Just in the corner, bottom corner somewhere. You know, where you can't get your finger in it. Where I can't get my finger in it. You know, it would be great, absolutely. And listening through to what everybody said, and to Bernie, but Bernie's stuff, you know, Bernie's stuff is so technical. He says things, he talks things, because he knows all about them. And sometimes, no. Most times, I have to play them back 3 or 4 times to catch on to what he was saying. But that's down to me, that's not down to Bernie. Talking about, you know, various feeds and doing this and doing that. And I'm trying to figure out, how does he do that? I'd like to see a YouTube video. Come on, Bernie. What do they call it again? Oh, my God. Where you can demonstrate on something using audio and video. You could do that, Bernie. Yeah. And run me through how you do that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all right as, you know, having our own views on this, and we're getting together, and this is another fact, we've been getting together on this. We have differences and thoughts and opinions, but we've been getting together as a community to talk about this. So I think it should be a feature, and I still keep myself, or still think within myself, that for me it would be problematic for me not to talk. You know me, I can blather, you know. I like to talk and I do like to respond, but I'm just wondering how far it would be. But yes, have the feature, have a Mac button if you will. Thanks, Paul. Just chuck the Allgan bit out. Unless I can think of an acronym for Allgan. But I think listening through Paul's the 2 audio booths that Paul did this morning, which kind of ties in with what Bernie did, playing an audio. Paul was talking over, because he was actually simulating how things could be. Bernie was actually explaining how that would work, while playing me in the background, as it were, bringing me to the fore. Then he would say something and explain what he could do at that point. And it's just too technical for me. But Bernie also points out the fact that if we believe that we could ever get such a thing, well, maybe we're being a wee bit naive that we could ever get such a feature. Chris mentions in part of his audio the fact that he would be happy just to be able to go right in there and send up a text comment. He's not worried about audio comments. But to be honest, Chris, I think, you know, most of us have done text comments for that long now. As Paul mentioned that way back then, that was okay, but now, especially in an audio platform, if you're going to respond, wouldn't it be good to respond? Maybe the response, an audio comment response, could be very restricted in time. Say, for example, you could only record a 30-second audio at any one time. You may be able to go back in within that audio and record another one. Maybe it could be time limited in and out. So in other words, you can get in there and say something for 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds within one audio. I don't know. I'm just thinking, because otherwise we'd go in there and we'd be saying loads of things. And before you know it, it's just a real quagmire of audio. And I'm not sure that after a month of us all delving in and doing it, that we'd all back off and realise that it just wasn't going to work. Just far too not complicated in use if it was done properly, if the app was done properly, or the feature within the app was done properly. But for us to use in the manner that we all think we could use it, I think between Paul and Bernie, I think they've highlighted the vagaries of that, of the complications of doing all that. And it's only one feature of AudioBoo. I mean, we really started off talking about the future of AudioBoo and the administration and where it was going and that, and we've kind of concentrated on, well, over the past couple of days anyway. I don't know, who kicked this off? Was it me about the recording feature? I don't think so. But the mere fact that we've all been talking about it and getting together to talk about it, well, isn't that great itself? Well, I've no doubt that it's maybe not finished with yet. I think yesterday, if I remember right, I did say I had more to say, but this audio wasn't the more. There's still something else in my head, and it's not about the commenting feature. But I'll get around to that before the end of the week. But in the meantime, I don't want to comment on anything. I've been absorbing all the audio that I've heard since I headed out this morning. And there you go. I've talked all the way back from the surgery through the parks, and I haven't listened to any audio because I've been talking about an audio commenting feature on audio. Kind of says it all, doesn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening, and bye for now.